Hello everyone, a very warm welcome to the latest episode of the Travel Podcast. My name is Hayley Sparks and you are joining me on location right now in Fortaventura.
Do make sure you listen to the very end of the podcast because we have an exclusive offer for our podcast listeners. So if you fancy a winter break in Fortaventura, stay to the end and find out more about our Fortaventura Island Escape.
I am joined today by George from TUI. George, so lovely to have you on the podcast.
It's really nice to be here, be invited, thank you.
Lovely, this is the first one that I've had the privilege of filming actually away in destination, and Fortaventura is such a fantastic place to be right now. But George, for the listeners, it'd be great if we could find out a little bit more about you and your role at TUI.
Yeah, so I've actually worked for TUI now for 23 years. I work for TUI Hotels and Resorts, so I look after TUI Magic Life, Robinson and TUI Blue. So I help train the travel agents on the products so they understand them and choosing the right hotels for the right customers.
And your job also obviously involves coming out on agent trips like the one that we're on right now.
Yes, so we take agents overseas so they can see the hotels, experience the hotels, so they can sell the products correctly to the right customers. So that's a big part of our job. We have quite a busy May and June, which is the quieter season, so we can try and get as many trips out, and we call them our wanderlust trips or educationals, so to speak.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, just so popular, isn't it? TUI is a loved, sort of household name in the travel industry, isn't it? It's a brand that people know and people trust. Let's talk about this fabulous resort here in Fortaventura. It's my first time visiting. Have you been before?
Yeah, I was a rep here on my first season.
Oh, wow, 2000, you know it well.
Back in 2001. The TUI Magic Life wasn't here. I know the island very well. I was based in the north, but this hotel's been here quite a few years now and it's very, very popular.
I just think it appeals to so many people. Let's talk about this resort specifically, because it's a TUI Magic Life resort, and that means 24/7 all-inclusive, doesn't it? And lots of other benefits that you get in the package. But I think that's a big draw for people.
Yeah, 100%. All TUI Magic Life's offer 24/7 all-inclusive. So that is all of your drinks, all of your meals, and 24 hours a day, plus your speciality restaurants. So for instance, this resort has three speciality restaurants included. So you've got Trattoria, which is the Italian, Bodega, which is the Spanish tapas, and then you have the Flavour, which is a set menu from six of our Magic Life countries.
Gorgeous. So much choice for everybody. So much delicious food, because if you really want to indulge when you're away and just have all those options for you, the family, or if you're a solo traveler or you're coming as a couple on a romantic retreat, then you can just indulge in all the delicious food and of course the cocktails, the soft drinks, everything's included. And I love that, George, because I think on holiday sometimes a bit of a worry is the price kind of like creeping up, those unexpected things that we pay for, because so much is included here. That doesn't happen on a TUI Magic Life trip, does it?
No. I always say like 99% of what we offer is included. So things like the spa, obviously, that is an additional charge. And maybe we have, in this resort, for instance, we have a restaurant called the Fish and Grill, where that's an extra special speciality. So that is open once a week as an additional charge as well. But there isn't a lot extra charges that you will need.
And the TUI Magic Life Resorts are great when it comes to activities. So for people that love their holidays where you can have all the adventure and the sports and keep fit, this is a great option, isn't it?
100%. There is literally something to do every minute of the day. So whether it's volleyball, tennis,
archery,
you've got obviously water activities such as Aquafit, then you've got your group fitness classes. Mm-hmm. You could, if you just want to go and work out on your own. This resort as well has got cycling, so you can go on guided mountain bike tours. I think when we work out how many activities go on throughout the week for the children, the adults, there's over 100 different activities sessions all throughout the week.
Wow, so you really are sport for choice. A state-of-the-art gym here as well, a great boxing area, and even little mini trampolines. They do classes on those as well, so it's so much fun. But you can just holiday your way. So whether you want to have that really relaxing lying by the pool, strolls along the beach, glass of wine on the balcony, you can have that holiday here.
Yeah.
But of course, if you maybe you like a mix of the two, that's kind of my holiday style. I like a little bit of both. You can have that. If you're somebody that's really sporty, really active, I know a lot of people come over here, George, don't they? In particular, Fuerteventura is a great destination. And this resort in particular, for people that are athletes and people that are training, because they can have some sunshine and sort of keep their fitness up
so
as well.
So you've got the best of both worlds. So athletes would be really welcome at any of these resorts. The food is obviously great for them. And then they can obviously use the gym and all the facilities to make sure they're keeping up with their programs.
It's great. Also for business travellers as well, who have to keep in touch, are not just travel consultants that are here, are busy taking bookings for customers in between the training and the fantastic experiences that they are taking part in. The Wi-Fi is great. There's plenty of quiet areas where people can set up their laptops and do their customer calls and things like that. So really well suited to the business traveller. And of course, they've got all the conference rooms and everything like that as well. So really is something for everybody. And let's talk about Fuerteventura as a destination. Obviously, the Canary Islands, very, very popular, aren't they, for so many different reasons.
So popular. I think one of the big pulling points, I would say, is obviously the weather. So many hours of sunshine throughout the year. So I think I was working out, I googled 9,000 hours of sunshine Fuerteventura gets every year. So that's what you come on holiday for.
9,000 hours of sunshine every year. How good does that sound to a British person at home right now? When you may not be listening to this at the time it goes out, but we are in mid-March and the temperatures have been around 22, 23 degrees every day, a lovely light breeze, so warm, so comfortable. And I think the breeze as well is a draw for Fuerteventura, because it does help to keep you cool in the warmer months, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think I've even had to put the air conditioning on. You can just sleep if you want to with the window open or the door open. You just get a nice breeze that keeps you cool at night as well.
Nice to be comfortable, a nice comfortable heat. What I've really noticed about Fuerteventura that I've never really picked up in the other Canary destinations as much as here is all the beautiful variations of plant and cacti. I've never seen so many different tropical plant species and the giant cactuses. The landscape is just littered with them everywhere. So beautiful.
Yeah, no, I agree. And even if you, when you go, you could hire a car and you can go off into the mountains. You've got one of the oldest villages, Betancuria. So you can really get out and about and you can see all of the flora and fauna.
Love it. Myself and Chaz, our Not Just Travel producer and cameraman, we went for a very long walk. Forgive me, what was the name of the...
I believe you, was it Moorabbey you went to?
That's it, that's where we went. How bad is my memory? But it was beautiful, and we walked all the way back, back for about an hour and a half, and we stopped constantly because there were just so many different colourful flowers and plants that we wanted to photograph and film on the way back. All different colours, all different shapes and sizes, and just so pretty to see. Because I think sometimes when people maybe think about Fuerteventura, they think of maybe more of a dry, kind of arid landscape. You wouldn't expect to see so many flowers and so much lush green plant life, but it's everywhere.
No, it is everywhere, and especially like in when you walk around this hotel, there's gardens are obviously so well kept, and you always see the gardening team or the landscaping team working their hearts out to make sure they obviously keep it up to really high standards.
They do keep very busy indeed. So it's very, very pretty here, and all of the palm trees as well. And we're sat by the pool right now. And I think, are there eight different pools here, George? Something like that?
Yeah, eight, maybe even nine actually, if you count the children's splash pool. By the
nine
kids club.
Pools in general, something so relaxing. Even if you're not a swimmer, just sitting by the pool, sipping a drink, reading a book, or being here in the evening is so nice. And I think what a lovely destination all year round, that Fortaventura, just under around sort of 4 hours from London. So a really quick flight. And I think for families, that's a nice draw as well, because if you've got really young children or infants, you want to minimise sometimes, don't you, the travel time?
Yeah, no, it totally. I know, like, sometimes, yeah, you can have your early departures. I think my flight left Birmingham at 9:30. So it was a nice departure time, not having to get up too early. And then when I got to the hotel at 4 o'clock. So it was, you've got still got a little bit of the afternoon sun, and then going out for dinner.
You can settle in exactly on your arrival day. It's lovely. When I left, our flight was at 10:45 and it was grey. It was rainy. It was so miserable out of the window. And then to arrive in the afternoon here, to glorious sunshine and these beautiful views and the sea just behind us as well. And you get those lovely views of the sea from the balcony, if you have that sea facing apartment room. And it's just wonderful, like such a contrast. It's so cold back home. So any time of year, really, it's great to come to Fortaventura.
Yeah, 100%. And I think there's a certain room type in this hotel, which is probably one of the best. It's like it's called the Private Lodge. So you've got a big jacuzzi there, an infinity pool, and of course those amazing sea views that you just mentioned.
It's lovely. I know people come at Christmas time. We were talking earlier to some of the lovely staff here at the resort, and they were saying how at Christmas time the plants and the cacti will get decorated like Christmas trees, which just makes it really fun. And if you've got those winter blues, I think it's a great destination to come. And everyone really comes here, don't they? Very popular with solo travellers, and that's a really big sort of trend at the moment in particular, is people embracing solo travel, and I love that.
100%, like TUI Magic Life and even Robinson are really great for single travellers. For this hotel, for instance, we have our single traveller meetup tables in the restaurants so they can eat with other single travellers. And in Robinson, we have a similar version where we have meetups. But one thing I really like about TUI Magic Life in selected hotels, they have magic angels. So these are dedicated staff members that will maybe hold a magic angel cocktail moment so single travellers can meet other single travellers. Obviously they can have the magic angels dinner, mm-hmm. so they'll join them for dinner, and they even do magic angel speed dating sometimes as well.
A little holiday romance, wouldn't that be nice? I think it's great that you've really thought of everything, and can be daunting for people travelling alone or perhaps single parents as well. What a lovely opportunity to come and book your holiday and then be introduced to other single parents with their children, so the children can play and the parents can chat. And it just is little things like that that can really make your holiday so much more special as well, can't it?
100%, I agree, yeah.
And the staff are just so friendly and the atmosphere is great. We've met so many of the different instructors that teach all the activities, whether it's archery, whether it's the cycling tours, and you can just tell that they love working here and they really love what they do, don't they?
And I think that's a real part of the TUI ethos. Like, we own the hotels, we employ all of our staff, a lot of them come back year after year. And even one of my colleagues, Hayley, she's worked 24 years with TUI, so we really do love the company we work for, and that's exactly the same what the hotel staff love to do as well.
That's what makes all of the difference. And obviously you work really closely with Not Just Travel and the agents, so that they learn the TUI brand inside out. So if you're listening to this and think, wow, that sounds fantastic, and you're not sure which resort would be right for you, whether you want a Magic Life or a TUI Blue or Robinson, then you can speak to any of the Not Just Travel consultants and they will help guide you to the right resort and the right destination for you. Because we were talking earlier, George, weren't we, about your Robinson's brand, and that's really for travellers that want that luxury, isn't it? That really extra special.
Yeah, no, 100%. So Robinson, well, it's so popular. It's been around for 50 years. So we came into the UK market around 2016 when we wanted to grow the international presence. So there's 11 club resorts that are on sale, and Robinson is It's all about, it's a special feeling. They want to create the resorts to make it feel like a second home. So if you want to do more of your lifestyle on holiday, whether it's sports, whether it's just relaxing, and then you can do that in a Robinson resort. So the big, another big selling point of Robinson is it's more of a premium level, so the premium sports. So if you want the good equipment, so in the gyms, for instance, we only work with Techno Gym, which is a really big
state
gym.
Of the art, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the Nike, Adidas, K-Swiss, Mercedes-Benz, the quality of the tennis courts. We work with Head. You can use your Head sensors, so they can do training, and tennis coaches can do proper training to make sure how fast the ball swings and things like that. So there's a lot of extra things. The food in Robinson is unbelievable. So it's still a buffet, but it's more of an a la carte buffet where you go around all the live cooking stations and they plate it up for you. And you can maybe take two plates, and it's just a bit more of a special buffet. They have got specialty restaurants as well. Normally they're additional charge. And then normally Robinson comes to life in the evening. So they might have a big gala evening, like we have here in Magic Life tonight, or even a street food festival. Or we have another festival called Luhana, which is Hawaiian themed.
Oh, I bet that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, you have all of the boys and girls all in the Hawaiian shirts, the surfers, loads of like fire dances sometimes. So they really try and do the theming really well. So in a white party in Robinson, you just see a wash of white because everybody dresses up.
Looks really cool. And it's all those kind of moments that really do make for a really memorable holiday and experience. And of course, great photos, great for Instagram, yeah. Great to show the family back home, all of those special touches. And George, how long have you been in the travel industry? It's a long time as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so 23 years. So I started off here in Fortaventura in 2001 when I was a rep in Coralecco, and then worked my way in different brands. I worked in different hotel brands that TUI had, we had TUI customers, and then decided I want to go back to the UK. So I actually worked in the TUI shops and sold the holidays. And then I went to work for the airline in crew travel. And then I joined Robinson in 2016 and also got then TUI Blue and Magic Life, TUI Magic Life.
Wow, so you've had such an extensive history, haven't you? That's incredible. And what's next for you, George?
I think, well, for me, we've got a really busy summer. Like, I love my job. I love training the agents. We've got some really nice brands. It's so nice to come out also to, when you come out to resort, because you can speak to the customers and they will tell you how much they love the brands. We were speaking to someone earlier who just said, oh, this is our ninth visit to this hotel. So,
wow, it says a lot, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah. So when people are obviously coming back year after year, and we do get a lot of return customers into Robinson and even in, like I say, into the TUI Blue hotels. And TUI Blues is still a fairly new brand. It was only launched in 2018.
But it's doing really well. Actually, yes, I put my photos and things up this week on Facebook, and one of my friends said, oh, I'm coming here with the family this year. So very popular. And of course, you can get all the information that you need on the resort that we're staying here in Fortaventura or any of the other TUI resorts and hotels around the world by contacting your Not Just Travel agent. And if you don't have one already, it's so easy to find one. Just go onto our website, pop in your postcode, and we will connect you and put you in touch. Well, George, I know I'm going to have to let you go because you are preparing for a very special gala dinner tonight. Really looking forward to that. But thank you so much. You're obviously very passionate about what you do. And of course, you have that love for Fortaventura because you started your career here.
Yep, 100%. 2001.
So what would you say to anybody before we let you go who's considering coming here for a holiday, or we might have whet their appetite? What would you say to them if they're thinking about a holiday here in the future?
I think, like, especially like this resort, there is literally something for everyone, because you've got the adult only areas, the kids clubs, so if you're a family, and even if you're just a group of friends, the food is fantastic. And it's not just for pool lovers. Fuerteventura's got amazing beaches. There's kilometres and kilometres of golden white sands as well. So really, and the sunshine all year round.
Turquoise waters, I saw that today. I've really loved the landscape and the plant diversity in Fuerteventura. That's what's going to kind of really stick in my memory. And that, for me, makes Fuerteventura just such a pretty destination and somewhere unique and different. I've visited many of the Canary Islands before. This one is the closest to Africa, so I think really benefits from the lovely temperature and, of course, known to be a little bit windy, but in a good way. It's more of a, I've experienced a gentle breeze that just kind of keeps you cool, and it doesn't get too hot either, so that's a real selling point.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Travel Podcast. As promised, we have a great offer exclusively for our listeners, saving you £100 per booking. This is the Fuerteventura Island Escape. How do you fancy 7 nights all inclusive with TUI Magic Life Fuerteventura, departing on the 10th of December, return flights from Gatwick from £620 per person. You'll be staying in a standard room with balcony or terrace, and it also includes overseas return coach transfers. This offer is for 2 adults. Terms and conditions do apply. The price is correct as per the date of this recording, but is subject to change. If you would like to take advantage of this incredible offer, please contact your Not Just Travel consultant. And if you don't have a consultant, do not worry, we can allocate you one. Just log on to the Not Just Travel website, type in your postcode, and we will connect you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.